我们一同在主的爱中，我们一同来就近他。
We come to the Lord in His love together.
在基督的里面，我们一同享受在主里面所有的恩典慈爱。
And in Christ, we enjoy all of His love and all of His grace.
这段时间我们要一同来交通一个题目，叫做基督身体的见证。
And in these days, we're going to share on the topic of the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们主日学里面，我们讲到我们个人跟主中间的爱的关系。
In our Sunday schools, we've been talking about our relationship, our personal relationship with the Lord.
主日信息，我们盼望从基督的身体的里面，我们一同来承受主的丰富。
And on the Sunday messages, we want to come and examine through the body of Christ, look at the fullness that is in the body of Christ.
上礼拜我们也讲到第一个见证叫做彼此的交通。
And the very first thing that we talked about last Sunday is a testimony of the fellowship with one another.
因为我们在一个生命的里面，所以我们有这样一个交流。
Because we are in the same life, so we can have fellowship with one another.
我们一同承受从元首来的永远的生命。
And we inherit this eternal life from the Godhead.
今天我们要进一步来看到，在这个生命的基础上，我们在怎么样彼此的接纳。
And we want to look at the foundation of this life. How do we accept one another?
我们的接纳是因为耶稣基督接纳了我们。
Our acceptance of one another is because Christ has accepted us.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌很有名的，叫牛顿写的诗歌哈，照我本相，你肯收纳。
And that hymn we just sung, very famous by John Newton, "Just as I am, you're willing to receive."
我们每一个人来到神的面前，我们能够成为蒙爱的儿女。
Every one of us come before God as children of the as the beloved children of God.
我们真的知道不是我们配，也不是我们当得。
We know that it's not because we are worthy of such love.
实在是因为基督的爱临到了我们。
It's because the love of God has come to us.
他爱我们是远在创世之前。
He loved us before the foundation of the world.
在你我还没有生之前。
And before you and I were born.
他就先爱了我们。
He's loved us.
也不是因为我们比较好了。
And not because we've improved.
不是我们比较有点像主了。
It's not because we're a little more like the Lord.
所以主的爱就更多一点临到我们。
So more of His love comes to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才已经讲过一句话，罗马书五章八节，我们都很熟的。
And we're familiar with Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死。
That Christ died for us while we were still sinners.
神的爱。就再次向我们显明。
And the love of God has been demonstrated to us through this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神接纳我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, God accepts us.
我们每一个人都有一段我们的故事。
We all have our own stories.
神为什么接纳我们？
Why did God accept us?
我们对神有什么样的益处让神接纳我们？
What benefits do we have for him to receive us like that?
这圣经告诉我们，不是我们好，神接我们。
And the Bible says it's not because we are worthy.
而是当我们正在跟他为仇为敌的时候
But it's while we were still enemies with God
我们从里面我们厌恶神反对神恨恶神的时候
And from within us we hated him We disdained him
我们用我们的口舌来得罪神来辱骂神的时候
And with our tongues we profaned against him
而神竟然在那个时候爱了我们
And at that very moment God loved us
这个叫做接纳的爱
This is called a love, an unconditional love that receives.
我们要去接纳一个人
And for us to receive someone,
我们都有很多条件
We have a lot of conditions.
就算你三四个孩子
And among your children,
你要接纳任何一个
And for you to accept anyone,
你都会照着对着他的期望，看他的反应如何，来决定你接纳的程度，是不是？
And your capacity of acceptance is based on His willingness and His capacity.
就连我们的孩子们，我们接纳他，都还有里面好多好多低估的点。
And even to accept our own children, we have a lot of issues that we have to deal with within ourselves.
所以你知道，要接纳一个人不是那么容易的事。
To accept someone, we know it is not an easy thing.
在我们做男女朋友，我们要交男女朋友的时候，你挑对方。你有好多条件，对不对？
And when we're in the middle of courtship, when we're looking at each other, we have a lot of conditions as well.
倒过来，人家要挑你的时候，人家也条件一堆的。
And at the same time, when someone's looking at you, they have the same requirements.
所以一直要到有一天两边都能彼此接纳，这真的不是很容易的事。Until
one day both people can accept one another for who they are, and it's not an easy thing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，接纳不是一件容易的事。So
dear brothers and sisters, to accept one another is not an easy thing.
你要去到公司里面去，希望找到一个好的位置，不是那么容易被接纳。And
for you to find a good position at work, it is not very easy for people to accept you.
到一个团体里面，你要让人家接纳你，不是那么容易的事。And
when you enter into an organization or fellowship, it is not easy just to be accepted.
我们都设了很多的条件。
You know, everybody seems to have their own requirements.
你吻合了，你就可以被接纳。
And when you fall within these qualifications, okay, we will accept you.
而亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，只有天下最便宜的一件事。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the one only most easy thing.
你要申请做一种人是最容易的事。
And it is most easy for you to apply for this position.
就是做基督徒。
Is to be a Christian.
做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
那个条件是什么呢?
What are the requirements?
只要你是人,
as long as you're a man.
因为神说神爱世人,
because the Lord says that God loves the world.
把他的独生子赐给他们,
has given them his only begotten son.
一切信他的不至灭亡,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish.
要得到永生,
but have everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是神的接纳的爱,
this is God's accepting love.
And
while we were still sinners, he accepted us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 当我们被接纳到主里面的时候,
dear brothers and sisters, when we are accepted into the Lord,
这个爱临到了我们,
this love has come to us.
这个爱在我们的里面改变我们,
this love in us is changing us.
让我们知道神那个接纳的爱,
that we may know this accepting love.
所以当耶稣基督把这个爱的生命给我们以后,
and when Jesus gave us this life, that this love,
他开始要求我们在这个爱的里面被扩大,
and he will ask us to be enlarge ourselves within this love.
然后我们用这个爱去接纳我们四周所有的人,
that with this love we will accept those who are around us.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章那边开始跟门徒们讲神的爱跟神的爱的性情的时候,
so when Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 spoke to the disciples about the nature of God's love,
他要我们不是单爱那些爱我们的人,
he did not want us just to love those who loved us.
他说因为连税吏都是这样做,
because even the tax collector does the same.
他说你不是当请你弟兄的安,
do not just ask for peace among your brothers.
外邦人也是这样做的,
the Gentiles does the same.
所以你们的爱要完全,
so your love must be perfect,
要像你们天父那么样的完全,
just as your heavenly father is perfect.
那天父的爱是怎么爱呢?
How does the heavenly father love?
他说他叫日头照义人,
he caused his son to shine upon the good.
好人,造好人,也造歹人,
the good and the wicked.
降雨给义人,也给不义的人,
and he sends the rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous.
弟兄姊妹们,这叫做神的爱,
this is the love of God.
神的爱像日头,
the love of God is like the sun.
当日头一出来的时候,
when the sun rises,
所有的人都在日光之下,
every man is under the sun.
没有条件的,
there is no condition.
日光之下的,
and everything is under the sun,
都得着爱,
have all received this love.
这叫天父的爱,
this is the love of the heavenly father.
天父降雨的时候,
and when the father sends the rain,
他降雨给义人也给不义的人,
and he sends the rain to the righteous and the unrighteous.
以前我在台湾的时候我曾经碰过一种雨,
and when I was in Taiwan I encountered this type of rain,
叫做地形雨,
and it's
不知道怎么翻啊,
kind of like a local rain.
它是会跑的,
and it kind of travels.
在某一个地方的里面雨是一直跟着云在这里下,
and a particular spot it falls right under the clouds.
这个云跑过去了这边就不下了,
and when the cloud moves across this area no longer rain.
云到了哪边雨就跟到哪边,
and wherever this cloud goes that's where the rain will go.
有的时候我们为了好玩的我们想淋雨就跟着云跑,
so for the sake of enjoyment when we were kids we would just chase after the cloud.
你一直跟着云的底下, 你就可以一直下雨,
and as long as we're underneath it, we'll be drenched by the rain.
那云跑得比你快,
and when it runs faster than you, you can't catch
弟兄姊妹们,
it.
如果我们的神今天下雨, and
if our God sends rain according to our deeds, Cupertino on the west side seems to, I'm sorry, east side seems to be a little better, so we'll send a little more rain.
西边的人这个人表现差一点就不多下雨在这个地方,
and the west side people didn't seem so good, so I'm going to withhold rain.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们如果碰到这样的一位神,
if we find such a God,
今天我们就没有办法活得这么一己这么自然。
And we can't live so easily.
神的爱
，the love of God.
日光照到哪里，哪里的人都得到神的爱。
Wherever the sun shines, there is the love of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们没有办法懂得的爱。
Brothers, this love is something that we cannot comprehend.
没有条件
，unconditional.
没有设限
，and there are no boundaries.
只要爱出来，所有的人都可以承受。
And as love is given, every man may receive.
所以我们的主告诉我们说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全。
So the Lord said, "You shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
所以当我们进到主的爱里面去的时候，主要扩充我们爱的度量。
And when we enter into love, in the love of the Lord will increase our capacity to love.
罗马书十五章第七节，你们要彼此接纳。
Romans chapter 15 verse 7, accept one another.
如同基督接纳你们一样
，just as Christ accepted you，
他说这样便能够把荣耀归给我们的神
，in order to bring praise to God。
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的神对我们的教导。
Brothers and sisters, this is our God's teaching towards us。
我想我们人都需要被扩大
，and we all need to be enlarged。
我们对于爱的反应就是你怎么样，你当得多少，我就给你多少。
And our understanding of love is how you are and what you deserve is what I will give you.
但是我们的主不是这样。
But that is not how our Lord is.
主耶稣来到地上
，And when He came,
最不配得爱的
，those who are least deserving of His love.
男人中间叫税吏
，there are tax collectors.
女人中间叫妓女
，there are harlots.
第一个得到主的爱的都是这样的人。
And these are the first people who have received the love of the Lord.
耶稣基督来到地上，他专门找那些不值得被爱的人。
And Jesus came to search out those who aren't deserving of His love.
你外面最难接受的人是什么样的人？长大麻风。
And those who are hard to receive from the outside are those who have leprosy.
那天那个长大麻风跪在耶稣的面前。
And that leprous man came and knelt before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，你若肯。”
He said, "Lord, if you are willing."
必能叫我洁净。
You are able to make me clean.
你知道那个大麻风是很可怕的。
You know how dreadful it is to have to contract
身上流的脓发出臭味。
Contract leprosy and there is stench that comes from your body.
传染性很强。
And it is very contagious.
所以长大麻风呢，不可以靠近人群的。
And the lepers cannot be in the midst of a crowd.
他要把自己弄得蓬头垢面，衣服要撕裂，然后要喊着说不洁净，不洁净。
He must cry out, "I am unclean, I'm unclean."
所以让人家不要靠近他。
So no man would draw near to him.
这样的人是没有人敢接纳的。
Such a person, no one will accept.
那一天，那个长大麻风的跑到耶稣面前，跪在耶稣的脚前。
And that day, that leper came and knelt before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，你若肯。”
Say, "Lord, if you're willing."
他知道主能呢。
He knows that the Lord is able.
他就问主啊，你肯不肯？
He said, "Lord, are you willing?"
像我这么污秽的人，
a person like me,
这么肮脏的人，
and so filthy,
这么讨人厌的人，
and everybody despises me.
主啊，你肯吗？
Lord, are you willing?
你若肯，我就洁净了。
Lord, if you are willing, I will be cleansed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他只要主耶稣说过我肯，
and all he needed was Jesus to say, "I'm willing."
我想那天主耶稣说好，我肯，点个头他就好了。
And that day, Jesus could have said, "I'm willing," and just nodded his head, and would have been done.
那你绝对没想到那一天怎么做，主耶稣怎么做的
？And no one expected what the Lord would do.
我绝对没想到耶稣竟然会把手伸出去。
And I could not imagine that the Lord would reach out His hand,
摸到他那个对不起啊，全身那个大麻风的地方
，and put His hand on that leprous body.
我想主啊，你怎么敢摸呢
？I said, "Lord, how dare you to touch that?"
如果我在旁边，我就要退后几步啊。
If I was next to him, I would draw back.
如果是我的话，我就退两步，说好了好了，你赶快走。
If were I would draw back a few steps and okay, just go.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫耶稣的接纳的爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the love of Jesus that accepts all.
他伸出他那么圣洁的手，摸了这个大麻风。
He stretched out that holy hand and touched that leper.
弟兄姊妹们。什么样的人耶稣都接纳
Jesus accepts anyone
被鬼附的人
those who are demon possessed
是不能被控制的人
those who cannot be controlled
耶稣也接纳他
Jesus accepted them as well
那个跟着耶稣的做了门徒但是从心里背叛主的人犹大耶稣也接纳他
Even he who followed the Lord and was one of his disciples, Judas, Jesus also accepted him. And I once spoke about Judas betrayed the Lord with a kiss.
我想如果是你我,
I think if it's you and I, we will not receive him or accept that.
你就明明把我卖了算了。
Just betray me openly and let it be done.
干嘛要那么假惺惺,表现那么亲密来亲我,
Why do you have to pretend, be so close to me and draw near to me and kiss me and to betray me?
耶稣竟然让他亲呢?
And Jesus was willing to let him do that. If it was I just push him back. Or I slap him.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, we do not have such a capacity.
彼得那么好的一个门徒,
Peter, such a wonderful disciple.
当着耶稣的面,
and before the Lord, he denied him three times.
我想这样的门徒如果是我的话, 我也永远把他给忘了,
if I had such a disciple, I would just forget about him.
发了咒气誓,
he swore and said, I do not know this man.
亲爱的弟兄们,
Brother and sister, is this person teachable?
这人你还敢信任吗?
Can you trust him?
你还敢把整个使命交给他吗?
Can you commit unto him all of your commissions?
耶稣接纳他。
Jesus received him.
弟兄姊妹们, 耶稣接纳他。
Jesus received him.
保罗这么狠的一个人,
Paul, such a fierce person.
逼迫基督徒, 逼迫到叫人家咒诅神。
He persecuted Christians to the point that they were cursed God.
没想到那天他要去抓基督徒的时候,
and that day when he went to lay hold of some Christians,
我们的主仍然遇见他,
and our Jesus still met him.
保罗,保,扫罗, 为什么逼迫我?
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
弟兄姊妹们, 这个叫做神的没有限量的接纳。
Brothers and sisters, this is the acceptance that has no boundary.
我们每一个人, 多多少少我们有一点这样的背景。
And more or less, we have this background. But the Lord receives us no matter who we are.
弟兄姊妹们,
not only does Jesus accept us,
耶稣基督把他放在地上的身体在这里,
but the Lord Jesus has laid his body here on earth.
而让这个身体也来接纳所有被耶稣接纳的人,
and that this body may accept all those who Jesus will accept.
这才是一个更深的爱,
and this is a deeper love.
所以今天我们在身体的里面,
so today in the body we are all accepted by the Lord. And we accept one another. This is the great love of God. Paul knows this well. When he was met by the Lord, the Lord sent Ananias to lay hands on him. Ananias represented the body of Christ. The body of Christ. He went and accepted Paul.
Brothers,
this is not an easy thing. If that command came to you, go and lay hands on Paul and pray for him. Will you go?
你们读《使徒行传》，你就知道亚拿尼亚跟主辩论了半天，对不对？
Ananias kind of argued with the Lord for a while.
主啊，你知道这个人的。
Oh Lord, you know such a person.
你知道他做了些什么事的。
You know what he's done.
我怎么能去为他按手呢？
How can I go and lay hands on him?
我不是自投罗网吗？
Aren't I just throwing myself into his hands?
如果他的兽性又发作了，那我不是马上变成瓮中鳖了吗？
If it's an animal again, and aren't I food in his mouth?
兄弟们们。 对亚拉尼亚来讲, 何等不容易啊。
Brothers, you know how difficult it was for Ananias.
但是主说,
but the Lord said, go.
他是我所拣选的,
I have chosen him.
我已经接纳了他,
I have accepted him.
去,
go.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so when Ananias went and laid his hand on Paul, Paul knew this was the mystery of God's love.
不然, 谁能接纳保罗啊?
Or else who would accept him?
谁敢相信保罗是基督徒啊?
Who dared to believe that Paul has now become a Christian?
人家说你少来了。
They say, forget you.
还装作基督徒嘞,
you're pretending to be a Christian.
你想混到我们中间, 摸清我们的底细, 把我们一网打尽,
you want to come into us as a spy and just eradicate all of us.
绝对不会接纳你保罗的。
We will not accept you, Paul.
感谢主, 亚拿尼亚可以做见证。
We thank God Ananias can witness on this issue.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫身体接纳。
But sister, this is called a body accepting.
后来他跑去耶路撒冷。
So when he went to Jerusalem,
他到处传福音。
When Paul went to Jerusalem, he preached the gospel everywhere.
他想去找使徒们。
And he wanted to find the apostles.
他想去跟弟兄们见面。
He wanted to go and meet with the brethren.
圣经告诉我们说，他们都怕他。
And the scripture says that they all feared him.
不信他是门徒。
They would not believe that he has now become a disciple.
这真的。
This is real.
谁敢相信你，保罗啊？
Who would believe Paul?
这么狠的一个人，谁敢相信你啊？
And this terrible, terrible man, who would believe him?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，幸亏巴拿巴接纳了他。
And it's a good thing that Barnabas has accepted him.
就带他去见使徒们。
And led him to the apostles.
然后就述说主在他身上的恩典。
And he spoke on his behalf of the grace that God has done.
后来圣经告诉我们，彼得他们就跟保罗右手行相交之礼，对不对？
So the scripture says that Paul and the apostles shook hands or with exchange of gifts with Paul.
接纳了保罗。
And they accepted Paul.
所以圣经告诉我们，在使徒行传九章二十八节说，于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入往来。
In Acts chapter 9 verse 28, it says that Paul went in and out with the apostles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，对保罗来说
，and for Paul,
神接纳他
，God has received him.
这个对保罗来讲是太不可思议的恩典。
And this is a grace that is unimaginable.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，教会能接纳他。
But brothers and sisters, when the church was willing to receive him,
这是一个更大的恩典。
This is a greater grace.
所以保罗得到一个大的教训。
So Paul has gained a very tremendous lesson here.
神的爱
，the love of God，
不仅在我们个人的里面
，not only is in us individually，
神的爱是借着教会来彰显
，but the love of God is revealed through the church。
借着众圣徒来显出神的那个爱
，and through the saints we will reveal the love of God，
所以接纳了保罗
，so to and they received Paul，
所以弟兄姊妹们，所以保罗是一个非常懂得神的爱的人
，so brothers and sisters Paul knew and understood what was the love of God。
你知道保罗后来写了一封私人的信
，so he wrote a personal letter，
写给腓利门
，and he wrote to Philemon。
你读过这卷书你就知道了
，if you read this this epistle you will know。
他为什么要写这封信
？Why did he write this letter？
我们简单的讲一讲他的过程。
And very briefly, I will talk about it.
当保罗被押到罗马去做奴仆，被监禁在那边的时候。
And when Paul was in prison in Rome.
那么保罗这个人是无论到哪里传福音的。
And Paul preaches the gospel no matter where he goes.
啊，有一天来了一个人。
So one day a man came.
这个人呢是一个可能是一个是皮肤比较黑一点吧。
And he's probably a little darker in complexion.
他是一个奴仆。
He was a slave.
他是在哥罗西的一个从哥罗西那个地方来亚细亚来的。
And he came from Colossae.
保罗那时候在罗马。
And Paul was at the time in Rome.
那么这个人就来找到保罗。
And this man found his way to Paul.
保罗就把福音传给他。
And Paul shared the gospel to him.
啊，这个人得救了。
And this man was saved.
一个大改变
，and he changed completely.
他整个心被主的爱融化
，and his heart was melted by the love of God.
所以他爱神
，so he loved God.
他也爱神所爱的人
，and he loved those whom God loved.
所以神的爱在他的里边整个涌流出来
，so the love of God was overflowing from his heart.
他就来照顾保罗
，so he came to take care of Paul.
保罗那个时候是带着锁链的，需要人家照顾。
And Paul was in chains those days, and he needed someone to help him.
那么他是一个奴仆，曾经服侍过他的主人的。
And he was a slave who once served another man.
所以他服侍保罗服侍的非常好。
So he served Paul very well.
保罗真把他当作心上人。
And Paul considered him as a person of his heart.
后来保罗跟他多了解了以后，才发现。
And after some more fellowship and time together.
哦，原来他的主人在哥罗西保罗认识的。
And he realized that his master was someone that Paul knew in Colossae.
叫做腓利门。
And his name was Philemon.
那腓利门书呢？大家如果熟悉的话就知道了，是不是
？If you're familiar with the book of Philemon, you will know.
他的妻子呢叫做亚非亚。
And
腓利门的妻子叫亚非亚。
His wife,
Philemon.
Aphia.
那么他的一个儿子叫雅基布。
His son Archippus.
那么这一家人跟保罗很熟的。
And this family was in the, very close with Paul.
因为他们在哥罗西是一个大户人家。
Because they are of a great family in Colossae.
非常有钱的。
And they are wealthy.
保罗在哥罗西传了福音以后，他们家成了一个很重要的教会聚会的地方。
And when after Paul preached the gospel in Colossae, this family, this household, became a gathering place of the saints.
所以保罗很认识这一家人。
So Paul knew this family very well.
保罗问他你怎么跑来这儿的呢？
And Paul asked the slave, why did you come here?
后来才知道原来啊，他偷了他主人家东西。
And he realized that he had stole something from his master.
然后背叛他的主人。
And he had revolted against his master.
然后逃。
And he ran.
也真会跑，从亚细亚跑到罗马去。
And he ran all the way from Colossae to Rome.
那么，因为保罗曾经去过那个地方。
And because Paul was once there.
所以这个人大概以前看过保罗。
So this person probably has seen Paul.
他找到了保罗。
And so he went and found Paul.
可能是走投无路了。
Perhaps he has come to the end of his ways.
那保罗就把他带得救了。
And Paul led him to Christ.
然后真的成为很好的弟兄。
And he became an excellent brother.
那么当保罗知道他发生的事了以后呢
？And when Paul come to the knowledge of these things,
啊，保罗觉得不对了，不可以这样。
And Paul said, "This is not right."
虽然耶稣接纳了你
，Though Jesus accepted you,
但是你这个罪要对付的。
But you must deal with the sin.
你这样是不义的。
This is unrighteous.
偷了主人的东西必须偿还的。
If you have stolen from your master, you must repay it.
虽然你很对我很重要
，Though you are very important to me,
你是我的心上人
，and you are a person after my own heart,
但是我不能把你留着
，but I cannot keep you,
所以把他送回去。
So he sent him back,
叫他回到哥罗西去
，and told him to go back to Colossae.
但是这个仆人这个奴隶叫做阿尼西姆
，and the servant's name is Onesimus.
阿尼西姆就说：“哎呀，保罗啊，不行啊。
”And he said, "Oh, Paul, I don't know.
你不能送我回去啊。
You can't send me back."
你送我回去，我就死路一条。
If you send me back, I am as good as dead.
我犯的这种罪了，只有死路一条。
And what I've committed deserves death.
那个时候，奴隶的性命根本不值钱。
In those days, the life of a slave really wasn't worth a whole lot.
偷了东西又背叛主人逃跑，这种人是唯一死刑。
If he stole something and ran away, and the only payment is death.
所以主人把他打死了，不需要犯法，不犯法。
So if the owner has killed his slave, he is not under a trespass of the law.
所以阿尼西姆很紧张啊。
So Onesimus was very worried.
那我不能回去啊。
So I can't go back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，The dear brothers and sisters,
保罗就写了这一卷腓利门信。
So Paul wrote this epistle to Philemon.
保罗在这里要腓利门学一个功课。
Paul wanted Philemon to learn something.
你若接纳我
，If you accepted me.
你就接纳他
，accept him also。
你如果把我当同伴
，if you count me as a partner，
你就收纳他
，then receive him，
好像收纳我一样
，as you have received me。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters，
这是保罗那一天站在耶稣基督做中保的地位上。
Paul stood in the place of a mediator。
保罗要腓利门学一个超越的爱。
And Paul wanted Philemon to learn this surpassing love.
保罗说他所欠你的都算在我的账上。
Paul said, all that he owes you counted against me.
我还
I will repay you.
保罗在这里用基督的爱来劝腓利门。
Paul, with the love of Christ, encouraged Philemon.
他从前跟你没有益处。
He was of no benefit, he has no benefit for There was no value toward you in the past.
但是现在对你对我都有益处。
Now he's much gain for you and I.
所以他以前是奴仆。
And in time past he was a slave.
但是现在不再是奴仆。
Now not only a slave.
是一个亲爱的弟兄。
But a dear brother.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗对神的爱。
Paul towards the love of God.
他太懂什么叫做基督接纳我们。
He knows very well how Christ accepts us.
基督怎么接纳了我们
？How Christ accepted us.
保罗说你们也要彼此接纳。
Paul says you also accept one another.
腓利门要付什么样的一个代价呢
？What is the price that Philemon is to pay?
在那个时候，这种仆人呢，只有打死，没有别的路。
And in those days, these servants you just put to death. There is no other way.
所以腓利门呢？必须越过当时的风俗，不打。
And Philemon must surpass the custom of the time and not beat the servant.
他欠的钱呢，
And the money that he owed, he did not pursue it because he counted against Paul. And I believe I mean that they are not go and ask it from Paul. Paul said, because even you owe me.
所以也不能跟他追讨,
so he cannot pursue him concerning what he owed him.
第三个呢,
thirdly, Philemon, you cannot treat him as a servant anymore.
要把他当什么呢? 当弟兄。
Treat him as a brother.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们, 这个对菲利门来讲, 要求太高了,
this is a very high requirement for Philemon.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是每一个神的儿女们, 被神提升的一个, 一个光景。
And this is when we are elevated, this is the condition that we will be in.
我们如果没有得到神的爱,
if we have not received the love of God,
神不会要求我们。
God will not require anything from us. If we have come to know this love that accepted us, God said, demonstrate such love. Because Philemon is an expression of one who knows the love of God. To love someone who is not worthy of such love. Someone who is lowly. Someone who has hurt you. Someone that is unbearable.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是保罗的一个教导。
Brothers and sisters, this is the teaching of Paul.
所以保罗说, 基督怎么接纳了你们?
So Paul says, just as Christ has accepted you,
你们也要彼此接纳。
You also accept one another.
这是保罗对我们的一个教导。
This is Paul's teaching for us.
那弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们想到这样一个学习接纳的过程的时候,
and when we learn this process of accepting,
我想我们要从几个面来学接纳。
And we want to learn from different aspects how to accept one another.
第一种接纳我觉得比较容易。
And the first means of accepting someone else, I think is rather easy.
对些有些人也已经是不太容易的。
But it may still be challenging for some.
我们举了一个例子，在雅各书第二章的里面，雅各讲了一个比喻。
And in chapter 2 in the book of James, James gave an example.
雅各说，如果有一天有一个人戴着金戒指。
He says that if someone came with jewelry on his hands,
然后穿着很华美的衣服,
and is dressed very well,
啊, 进到你们的聚会当中,
and he comes in your midst,
那么另外呢, 又有一个比较穷的人,
and another man who is very poor,
穿着很邋遢, 很破旧,
and he looks very sloppy, and he just looked destitute.
几天没洗澡, 身上发出一个臭味,
and he hasn't taken a bath for a few days, and there's a stench coming from him.
也跟着他后面也进来了,
and followed that rich man and into the room together.
这个时候就考验我们的招待如何了,
and this, we will come and test our ushers. And I don't know how our ushers will react.
雅各说我观察了半天我看你们怎么都是这种反应呢?
And James said, I've observed you for a while. How come you all responded the same way?
你们一看那个戴戒指穿得很漂亮的马上毕恭毕敬地把他请到最上的位置来坐。
You saw the rich and you invited him immediately to the best seat.
然后对那个穷的人就说你站在那边。
And to the poor you should stand over there.
坐在我的脚底下。
Or you could just sit at my footstool. How come all the ushers responded this way?
这保罗说,
and James said, why do you judge people from their outward appearance?
弟兄姊妹们,
this was the condition at the time.
我不知道今天如果,
我们中间也碰到这种情况, I don't know how our ushers will react if they come into the same situation.
你也不必故意装属灵把有钱人推出去把穷人请到前面来坐也不必
and you don't need to be spiritual and push the rich out and invite the poor in.
弟兄姊妹们这里就说出一件的事我们是活在什么样的眼光中
and this kind of reveals what kind of condition we live in.
我们是活在基督的爱里面还是活在我们的传统的这种观念的里面
and do we live in the love of Christ or do we live in tradition?
如果我们活在我们自我的价值观里面，我们当然是看那些有钱的人。
If we live in a sense of self-worth, then of course our eyes is on those who are rich.
我们比较重视那些体面的人。
And we esteem those who look a little better.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得这个容易不容易啊？
Brothers and sisters, is this easy to do?
同样两个人在你面前，一个外表打扮得很好，一个很邋遢，你的直觉反应是什么？
And these two people stand before you, what is your immediate response?
我想我们都差不多。
I think we're all about the same.
我们当然是喜欢那个体面的。
Of course we want, we choose the one that is more pleasing to the eye.
但是雅各在这里告诉我们。
But James tells us here.
他说你们这样做岂不是偏心待人吗？
And do you, you treat these people with partiality?
他说你们这样不是用恶意在待人吗？断定人吗？
Have you not judged them, wickedly?
后面雅各就说那些穷的人神反而比较喜欢。
And then James followed and said, those poor God loves.
那些有钱的人神不喜欢。
Those rich God have no pleasure in.
为什么呢？按照他们的惯例呢？这些有钱人多半是反对基督徒的。
And according to the custom of those days, the wealthy were actually against the Christians.
这是雅各书里面给我们看见。
And we see this in the book of James.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里要提一个点是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what am I trying to tell you right here?
我们如果活在基督的爱里，
if we live in the love of Christ,
我们应该越过外面的体面。
We should surpass, what we see on the outside.
在基督的爱的里面，每一个人都是一样的。
That in the love of Christ, everyone is exactly the same.
所以在基督里面都是平等。
So in Christ, we are all equals.
没有什么男的，没有女的，没有为奴的，没有自主的。
There are no male, female, servants or masters.
没有犹太人，也没有外邦人。
There are no Jews and there are no Gentiles.
在基督里面都是一样的。
In Christ, they're all the same.
神爱的是人的灵魂。
God loves the soul of a man.
所以我们要懂得神的爱。
So to know the love of God,
我们用神爱的角度来看待人的时候，
we must look from God's perspective.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就能够越过地上一般人的反应。
And then we will be able to, surpass the reaction of this world and the common man.
这个对我们也不容易的。
This is still challenging for us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在基督里面的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we are in Christ,
我们要学习用基督的爱来善待神家中的每一个人。
And we must learn to treat one another kindly in the house of God.
我自己当过老师，所以我很懂得在老师的眼中什么是好学生，什么是坏学生。
And I was a teacher once, and I know who are the good students, who are the bad students.
那你当然喜欢好学生了，对不对？
Of course you like the good ones.
那些放牛班的，你当然是很头痛的。
And those, D students, of course they, give you headaches.
在台湾有放牛班的，你们大概不一定懂。弟兄姊妹们，人很自然就会有这种价值判断。
And man immediately have a natural distinction and separation.
但是你知道这个是很不公平的。
And you know this is really not fair.
这个很伤害人的。
And it hurts.
所以曾经经过放牛班的人，一辈子都没有出这个出头的一天的。
And those who are in the lowly classes, it's hard for them to get out of that situation.
因为你这样看待他。
Because you already classified him as a bad student.
你这样拒绝他。
You've already rejected him.
他这样长久被拒绝以后，
and for a prolonged period of time of, you know, these rejections,
他对自己失去了自信，
and he lose self-confidence.
他的自我评价、自我形象很差，
and his self-worth and self-image is very, very poor.
所以这样的人很难得将来在社会上能够有一个很正常的一个发展，
and it's very difficult for such a person to develop very normally in society.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我说我们连做父母的对儿女，我们中间都要很小心。
And I say to you, parents, we have to be very careful when we are, when we are, how we are to our children.
我们绝对要尊重每一个孩子从神那里所承受的特质。
And we must, honor the characters and the special traits of our children that they have received from God.
我碰过好几个人。
And I met many people.
就是从小被，因为他生下来以后长得也不好看，又生病，然后外形上又有残缺，所以在家里面一直被冷落。
And I've met people where they were born not, they didn't look so good, and they're always sick, and they're just the weak one in the family. And because of that, they were actually ignored in the family. Because he was not accepted.
至少没有被公平的接纳。
At least not accepted equally.
所以他对自己就一直很没有信心。
So he did not have a whole lot of confidence in himself.
那么这样的人成长以后呢，他所做的行为有很多偏差的地方。
And there are a lot of places where he becomes more and more lacking.
你不能怪他的。
You really can't blame him for that.
因为他受的对待是这样。
Because he was treated that way.
所以他就会有一种不健康的心理反应。
So he have a natural unhealthy response to it.
你去调查每一个孩子，每一个孩子最不喜欢就是父母拿我跟别人比较。
And you ask every child, the one thing that they hate the most is when their parents compare them with someone else.
And
even comparing with their own sibling, they don't like it.
更糟糕的是, 你把谁跟他比, 他就跟谁做仇敌。
And even worse is whoever you compare him against, he will be enemy of that person.
是不是这样的?
Isn't that true?
你们的孩子是不是会这样?
Don't your children react that way?
因为我们自己长大了, 我们如果有过这个背景,
and if we have such a background, we respond the same way.
那我要警告做丈夫的, 你绝对不要让你太太跟别人家太太比啊。
And I want to warn the husbands, do not compare your wives with other women.
这绝对惹祸的啊。
And you will cause trouble for yourself.
所以你要接纳。
So you must accept.
你不能按着外貌来断定人。
And do not judge people from the outside.
神怎么造的他, 你就怎么接纳他。
How God has created him, you must accept him.
每一个人身上都有独特的点。
And every person has something very special and unique from the world.
所以我们在人的中间, 我们要学基督的接纳。
So among men, we must learn how to accept them in Christ.
这是头一个点。
It's the very first point.
第二个点, 保罗提到了, 认识不同, 看法不同, 观念不同, 这个认识不同, 我们也要接纳。
And those who do not view things or understand things or deal with things the same way, we still have to accept them.
这在罗马书14章里头, 保罗举了几个, 两个种例子。
And in Romans chapter 14, Paul gave two examples.
有的人呢, 信了耶稣以后, 他认为不可以吃肉。
And some people, when they come to know Christ, they say, okay, we can no longer eat meat.
因为那些肉都是外邦人拿去拜他们的神的。
Because the meat were used as objects of worship for idols.
所以如果你吃了那些肉, 你就等于跟偶像有了关联。
And if you eat meat in those days, then you are united with the idols.
所以他们说我们不可以吃肉,
so they say,
可以吃素菜。
So we cannot eat meat, but we can only eat we're basically vegetarians.
所以我们要分别为圣。
And we are consecrated unto God.
那有的人呢, 信主, 比较久一点,
and some people who are in the faith a little longer, God has made all things well.
万物都是给我们享受的,
and all things are for our enjoyment.
他拿去拜偶像, 偶像算什么?
He used it for idol worship. What is idols?
偶像不过人造的,
idols are created by men.
根本不算数,
and they really don't exist.
我眼中根本没有偶像,
and there are no idols in my eyes.
所以你拜偶像,
and you worship an idol, I don't even acknowledge him.
只要是神造的肉, 我祷告过了, 保血遮盖, 分别为圣的, 都可以吃。
God has made this, I prayed for, I blessed it, I can eat it.
所以中间就有吃肉派跟不吃肉派。
So there are the group that eat meat, and there are those who will not.
啊, 两边彼此中间就有了意见上的分歧。
And in this issue, there will be dispute between the two groups now.
那些吃肉就说,
those who are meat eaters will say, how come you have no faith?
怕什么呢?
What are you afraid of?
偶像算什么呢?
What is an idol?
那些不吃肉的说,
and the vegetarians say, how unholy are you?
跟偶像发生关系,
and you are in fellowship with idols, how can you eat them?
那么贪吃干什么?
And why do you have to eat it?
啊,
and in their hearts, they despise them.
评论, 这个,
and they will judge each other.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 在神的家里头, 会不会有这样的情况呢?
Brothers and sisters, do these things happen in the house of God?
保罗碰到这样的情况。
Paul met such a circumstance.
保罗给我们的教, 另外一个情境就, 有的人说, 月节一定要守的, 五旬节要守的, 祝棚节要守的。
Some will say that there are certain days that are special within the year.
安息日要守的,
the Sabbath day you must keep.
另外一般人就说, 在基督里面每天都是新日子, 守什么旧日子呢?
And there will be another group in Christ that says, all days are new. All the days are the same. Why do we need to keep the seasons and the holidays?
不要那么在疑问里,
and do not dwell in the letters.
每一天都是新的,
every day is new.
每天都应该庆祝,
every day you ought to celebrate before the Lord.
啊, 两边意见又有了冲突。
All of a sudden, there's a dispute between the two groups now.
又分作两半的人。
And now there will be two divisions.
弟兄姊妹们在教会中要有看法不同的分很容易的。
Brothers, it's very easy for us to be divided in the way we view things.
保罗在这里给我们什么样的一个教导呢?
How did Paul teach us?
保罗讲的话很重啊。
And Paul was very, very severe in words.
罗马书14章4节, 保罗说, 你是谁啊?
And Paul says, who are you?
你竟然论断别人的仆人呢?
Why do you judge someone else's servant?
他或站住或跌倒,
whether he stands or falls,
自有他的主人在,
He stands before his master.
而且他也必要站住,
and he will stand. Because the Lord is able to make him stand.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother Sister Paul came and spoke on God's behalf.
你批评那些吃这个吃肉的,
you judge the meat eaters.
你怎么那么大胆?
How dare you?
他们是我的仆人啊,
they are my servants.
他们不吃肉是为了对我有信心啊,
they do not eat meat because they have faith in me.
他们把仇敌不看在眼里, 他们是认识我,
and they did not acknowledge other idols because they know I am the only true God.
他们为了我站住啊,
and for me, they stand.
你怎么可以批评他呢?
How can you criticize them?
啊, 那些批评那些不敢吃肉的人的,
and those who criticize those who dare not eat meat.
主也说了,
and the Lord will say,
你怎么可以批评他们呢?
How can you criticize them?
他们也是我的仆人啊,
they too are my servants. And they will not eat because they want to sanctify themselves. And for me, they will deprive themselves of meat. And I am touched by this group of people. How dare you judge them? Whether you eat or you do not eat, it is all for me. I treasure them all. Why do you judge one another?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so Paul spoke on God's behalf.
所以当我们对人在神的面前的认知、经历、学习, 我们不了解的时候,
so when we do not know people's background and knowledge and experience, we really don't have a place to criticize them.
所以他保罗讲了,
and Paul says, no matter what you do, do it wholeheartedly. They did it, what they do for the Lord. And the Lord treasures it all. So do not criticize.
弟兄姊妹们,你知道吗? 当主出来讲, 这是我的仆人,
brothers and sisters, do you know when the Lord comes out and says, this is my servant, how dare you judge him?
这有点像什么呢?
Do you know what it's like?
像我的孩子在外面, 不管做得好坏, 你如果在我的面前说我孩子不好, 那还得了?
It's just like, doesn't matter what my kid does outside from the home. You come and tell my kid how bad she is.
我的孩子好不好,
and whether she's good, whether she's bad, it is my business. And you do not need to criticize her in front of me.
是不是这样?
Isn't that true?
啊,我们中国有一句话, 打狗还要看主人啊,
there's a Chinese saying that when you beat the dog, you must look at its owner. And you cannot criticize someone else's servant.
主说他们是我的,
the Lord says they are mine.
你怎么可以论断呢?
How dare you criticize?
好, 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 主要我们在爱心的里面,
so, brothers and sisters, God wants us in the love of God and the love of Christ to receive one another.
他是为主做的,
he did it for the Lord, we will accept it.
弟兄姊妹们,这是第二层次的接纳, 看法不同, 认知不同, 经历不同。
Brothers, this is the second level of accepting one another. When we look at things differently, when we experience things differently, we still do the same. We still practice accepting one another. And still in the love of Christ, we accept each other.
我们时间已经没有了。
Come to the end of our time.
你们既不接纳我,继续讲了。不接纳我就下台了。
Well, I will end here.
最后一个我几分钟讲了,
and lastly, I'll go through it very quickly.
比较难的,
and it's the more challenging part.
受了伤害,
and when you have been hurt,
对方伤了你,
and someone has hurt you,
我在圣经里面看到最让我受感动的,
and what I've been touched the most when I read the scripture,
就是约瑟的故事,
and it's the story of Joseph.
哥哥们那样的狠心的待他,
his brothers dealt with him so severely.
到那一天约瑟坐在宝座上,
and that day when Joseph was sitting on the throne,
哥哥们来到他面前, 跟他相认的时候,
and his brothers came and identified themselves with him.
你知道吗, 人做错事了, 总是心里愧,
and when someone has done wrong, they would nevertheless feel guilty inside.
以前我这样的伤害你,
and I've hurt you like this in time past.
现在你坐在宝座上,
now you're sitting on the throne.
我来投靠你,
and I am clinging to you.
我能不能活下来, 完全仰赖你,
and whether I live or I die, are all in your hand.
你有权有势, 也有粮食,
and you have the authority, the power, and you have the food.
我们的生存权全部握在你的手中,
our sustenance are all within your hands.
你会怎么样来对待我们呢?
How would you treat us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你如果读过那一段故事
，If you read that portion of the story，
你不掉眼泪，你就是不太有良心的。
If you do not cry or shed tear， you are lacking conscience。
哎，我每次读到那里，我情不自的，我就一定会掉一堆眼泪。
And every time I come to that portion of the scripture， I always cry。
这个叫做基督赦免接纳的爱。
And this is the all forgiving love of Christ。
你怎么样伤害我
？No matter how you've hurt me，
在我们的记忆的里面。好像没有这回事。
And my memory is as if they did not exist.
你知道我最喜欢就是约瑟讲一句话。
And I love these words from Joseph.
在创世纪四十五章第八节，他说：“这样看来。”
And in Genesis 45 verse 8, he says, "So then,
差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。
It was not you who have sent me here, but God."
你知道，只要约瑟还有一点点心里的。
And if Joseph had any bit of bitterness, and at least he will not use the word sent. And today I am here.
甚至说我今天被你们卖到这里。
And if I were,
那你们想一想你们做的什么？
I was sold to this land by you.
约瑟连个卖字都不提。
And Joseph did not even mention the word that I, the word sold.
他说今天。把我差到这里来的。
He said, "Today, those who, he who has sent me."
本来是一个那么苦读的心，今天他用一个那么尊贵的字来取代。神差我来。
And he was treated with such bitter hearts, yet today he used such tender compassion. He said, "It is God who has sent me."
后面他又讲了一句话：从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的。
And he said, in time past, it was in your heart to bring me harm, but the will of God is good.
神是好的。
God is good.
神能够把坏的意念变成一个好的祝福。
God turns the wicked thoughts into blessings.
把一个很不好看的一个动机，约瑟用一个那么荣耀、那么积极、那么美善的一个字眼来取代。神差我来，借着你们。
And in an environment, a situation where it could have been so bad, Joseph used the word, I was sent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是一个基督的爱。
And brothers and sisters, this is the love of Christ.
这是一个深的饶恕的爱。
And this is the love of forgiveness.
是完全接纳。
And we receive and accept each other completely.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主耶稣。把这样的一个爱放在我们的当中。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has placed such a love in our midst.
他也让我们学习在基督的里面来接纳。
That in Christ we accept one another.
我也碰到有一对夫妇。
I met a couple.
那个丈夫在事业上跟太太两个一起经营一个家族事业。
And the husband and wife they were in business together.
那这个太太比较能干。
And the wife was more capable.
所以比较常出头。
And oftentimes she seemingly was the head over the business.
那这个丈夫 在同事面前大概就常常会觉得矮姐。
And the husband in front of all the co-workers and employees feel like he's just a little lower.
那么在家里面姊妹可能也没有那么样的尊重他吧。
And even at home, the sister did not really honor him a whole lot.
这两个感情不是很好。
So they weren't very intimate, they weren't very close.
那么看在他们的秘书的眼中啊。
And because of their secretary,
他就趁虚而入，这个秘书啊，就逮到机会就趁虚而入。哎呀，对不起，我这个没讲清楚。这个意思就是抓到机会就开始对这个丈夫表现殷勤。
Okay, so because of the situation, their secretary knew that there was this harmony between the couple, so the secretary took the opportunity to flirt with the husband.
啊，就表示尊重他，很这个常常在他面前说他多有本事，他怎么好。
And she respected him and oftentimes said kind words and flattered him on how wonderful he was.
对他很温柔，对他百依百顺。
And was very gentle toward him and was very obedient.
所以这个男人的心很快就被攻去了。
So pretty soon the heart of this man was taken over, won over by this woman.
虽然他也知道他是基督徒，不可以这样。
Though he knew that he's a Christian and he could not behave such a way.
但是他心里面有一个虚空。
But there is an emptiness within his heart.
And
what his wife cannot give him, this woman was able to. So this brother was taken captive. And they were living together. And from that day on, this woman was in misery. And in the middle of the night, when she imagined that her husband was in bed with another woman, there was hatred and there just hurt. And in the middle of the night, she would call brothers and sisters to pray with her. And that whole time, the entire church was carrying her.
陪她哭, 陪她祷告, 安慰她, 给她打气。
They were crying with her, they were praying with her, and they were consoling her. And the sister was helped tremendously.
那她在主面前每次认罪，每次祷告的时候，主也光照她以前哪些不合意的地方，对她先生不合意的地方。
And as she was praying, the Lord also revealed to her the areas where she was not living according to God's will.
所以她也调整她自己。
So she adjusted the way she would be in terms of how she would treat her husband.
所以就在她先生偶尔回到家的时候。
And from time to time, when her husband does come home,
原先她是气得不得了。
And in the beginning, she would be furious.
吵啊闹啊甚至打啊推啊
and they would argue and they would get into physical fights.
然后后来他就冷静下来。
And after some time, she calmed down quite a bit.
后来主给她更深的爱。
And the Lord gave her more love.
她就开始为她先生祷告。
And she began to pray for her husband.
她开始爱她。
And she began to love him.
她开始觉得她以前没有真的付出爱她。
And she realized that she really did not love him completely in time past. And when her husband comes home, he realized something's different about her. Her his wife became more and more gentle.
很不容易的,
and it was difficult, but she did it anyways.
他太太先生还是跑,
and her husband kept on leaving the house. And it's difficult to turn.
但是呢,
but the frequency of him coming home became more and more.
那么他每次靠着主的恩典, 他回来, 他就, 就是一直包容他, 一直爱他,
and by God's grace, she just kept on accepting him and kept on giving.
那慢慢的, 这个弟兄呢, 就开始发, 发生一个情况, 跟那个秘书女孩子中间就起了摩擦。
And shortly after, there were friction between this man or this brother and this secretary. And the Holy Spirit was also working in his heart.
他也开始回想他太太怎么好怎么好。
And he begins to realize how wonderful his wife was.
他也发现到这外邦女子是怎么样不能够相通。
And the Gentile women, you really cannot communicate.
所以一长段的时间他里面在调整在转。
And during this period of time, God is turning and turning and turning.
所以后来慢慢慢慢他就越来越有力量回头。
And soon, after some time, there's strength with him that he could begin to turn. And this sister endured this period for a period of 2 years. I don't know how much tears she has shed. And by the grace of God, she accepted. And finally, this brother was enlightened by the Lord and he turned around. And he severed that relationship. And he came back and repented with his wife. And they both knelt before the Lord and prayed. And the sister accepted him completely. And this brother was dealt by the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him, and by the compassion of his wife, he turned. And they had a wonderful beginning. And they began to truly love one another. And they came back together into God's house. And they served the Lord together. Brothers and sisters, this our sister, by the grace of God, learned acceptance.
接纳,
accepting.
不去看他的弱点,
and do not look at the weakness.
相信主的全能,
trust the Almighty God.
靠着主的爱,
and by the love of God, to live out the love of God. Dear brothers, there are many such stories. Only love can change the hearts of men. God wants us to learn to accept each other in love. Everyone is precious in His sight.
And
do not judge people from their outward appearance. In the house of God, we are all related by the same life. So our brothers will tell us when we enter in the house of God, when you stand even at the doorway, and take off the uniform of this world, whether you're a doctor,
你是律师,
you're a lawyer,
你是教授,
and you're a professor,
你是将军,
and you're a general, they are all outside the door. When you're in the house of God, we have all but one relationship.
主的爱,
the love of God,
主的生命,
the love of the Lord, the life of the Lord, we are all in the same life. This is the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们彼此相爱,
we love one another, we accept one another. Even there are differences in our midst,
有看法不同,
we see things differently,
我们仍然为他们感谢主,
and we praise God for that.
我们仍然接纳他们,
we accept them still.
我们不坚持自己,
we do not hold fast to ourselves. We trust that God loves each and every one of us. And they too love the Lord. So we will be able to accept one another. And even hurts do occur. How the Lord shed His blood to cleanse us of our sins. And shouldn't we also learn by Jesus? And to let go of our self-life, that the love of God may outflow, that the love of God in this love, the house of God in this love would be united together. So when we come and accept one another,
彼此尊重,彼此相爱,
respect one another, submit to one another, you will not see it among the Gentiles. Even the angels are watching. And when we truly love one another, the heart of our Lord will be satisfied. Thank you guys for accepting me. Let's pray together. Oh Lord Jesus, how you love us. That while we were still sinners, you have loved us. You have accepted us. And you have identified with us so completely. And you have no other requirements for us. And you accepted us completely. And you've given us your complete love. And that in your love we may have faith. And no matter how terrible we are, there is a God who loves us so much. There's a God who will accept us. There is one that will love us with an everlasting love. And there is one who died on the cross to demonstrate such love. So Lord, we know what is love. And we are willing to love you. We're willing to learn how to love. And we're willing to love one another. We love those whom you love. Because everyone is precious in your sight. And in our hearts, it too shall be precious. So we're willing to love one another, to accept one another, that your heart may be satisfied. We thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us, to live out the more abundance of your love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.